Welcome to a very special Inconclusive Breakdown Corona Update. I am your host, Justin, joined by Vince. The semi-intoxicated Vince.
I am very intoxicated, sir.
So this ought to be fun.
Well, I figured the end of the world was here, and the only thing I couldn't get was Guinness.
Or clear information?
Because, well, that ain't no shit. They're shutting down Ireland. I need my goddamn Guinness.
That's true. Everything's being shut down. We figured we'd just kind of run off some stories we have seen here and kind of talk to you about what's going on.
Let's be honest here. It really came to a head when Justin sent me this story about Pennsylvania, governor saying, we're shutting everything down.
Yes, Pennsylvania has now shut down, quote, all, life-sustaining business, everything except, quote, life-sustaining businesses.
Yeah.
That's not a good, folk. That's not good at all. I believe Texas has now put travel restrictions into and out of the state. There are reports coming out of Texas that's happening now.
What was the Trump story? Trump says government could take equity and bailed out companies.
Yes, that is horribly frightening for those that don't understand what happened in Venezuela, because that's what happened with the oil companies in Venezuela, is that the government took control, and you see they're eating out of dumpsters.
Hey, look, we get our conservative and communist government.
Yeah. What they said was that any business that's going to take a bailout, which would be airlines, anything like that, that the government, he wants to do it. He wants the national government, federal government, to take equity, which is ownership, partial ownership for now, of said business.
So let's say the airline, okay, yes. The FAA, they would take complete control
of any company that gets bailout money. So you're talking probably Boeing.
No way. There's no way Boeing.
Lockheed.
Oh man, I don't think Lockheed.
Well, your carriers for sure. Delta, yeah, United.
Right, them for sure. But Lockheed and Boeing, no way, because they've got too many government contracts.
Right.
Too many spaceships and shit.
Let's just say it's the carriers then. So
I can see.
It's going to be every carrier is going to get bailout money. Almost right. Guaranteed, because everything's on lockdown. Or at least a lot of places are, and it's going to get worse.
Right.
So that would mean that the FAA, under the federal government umbrella, is going to have equity ownership control of said company.
That's frightening.
Yes. And that's just one entity.
Because the government's not supposed to own anything.
Right.
Or make money off of anything.
Yep.
Yeah, that's yeah.
So who what other businesses are going to take bailout money? What's being affected?
Well, unless it was just a ruse saying if you do this, we're going to do this. And they say, "Oh well, we're not going to do that." So
I honestly don't know. The fact that he would come out and say it at a press conference is
astounding.
Highly astounding and alarming. Should alarm everybody. But
some of our libertarian friends, Chris.
Yeah.
There
was this. Bill Gates hosted an AMA on Reddit earlier. And this, if that didn't scare you, this really should, said that at least all American citizens, and probably worldwide, knowing Bill Gates, will need to get, quote, digital certificates to show that they have been tested and vaccinated against the coronavirus. What the hell is a digital certificate? And what the hell is in this so-called vaccine?
You know, the guy who started it, by the way.
And who has been pushing depopulation and sterilization in Africa for the last 20 years. Giving TED Talks about it. He doesn't even try to hide it. He does it under the guise of saving the planet. well, there's too many people. We got to, you know, the resources. So we just got to get rid of some of the people.
Yeah. 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 Did you take a drink?
Yep.
Fuck, that means I got to take a drink. God damn it. This is the game we're playing.
World's going to end. Everybody do a shot.
You know, about a half hour ago, I was like, you know, are you on your PC? I can be on my PC. Fantastic. Hey, maybe we should do a show.
Sure, why not? The Department of State has come out and told Americans abroad, either come home now or prepare to stay where you're at and shelter in place. Yeah, that is... Yeah, issue a level 4 travel advisory. That is the top they go. So that's really not good.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
Yeah, Pennsylvania ordered, governor orders all non-life-sustaining businesses to close. I mean, there's a lot of bad things going on here.
It is what it is, though.
How's the stores holding up, though? Ours are pretty much wiped out.
Well, and that's the thing. They've said that the food is good. We're good on the food. We're good on the whatever. And I can attest to that. Actually, I saw our little convenience store out in front of where I work. The trucks were there. They're filling them up. You know, I kind of believe them on that. Look, we're getting it to people. That's fine. What I worry about here is the government saying, we're going to shut this shit down. Because you motherfuckers don't listen. You've broke
quarantine. You've broke house arrest. So we have to shut it. We have to clamp down even harder.
If you motherfuckers, you know who you are. You're sick. Stay home. Don't go out.
Right.
Because now it's making it worse for everybody.
It looks like Italy is having trouble cremating the bodies. People are dying at such a rate.
Well, and see, that's the mortuaries that, you know, there's not a lot of mortuaries. There's not a lot of funeral homes. So now they're going to mass it. Of course, you know, there's a math problem that this one.
That if you say it, you're anti-Semitic.
This one ethnic group in Germany a long time ago.
Yeah, that's the baking cookies joke, right?
The 6 million cookies, by the way. How could they bake 6 million cookies?
Yes. But yeah, that's not a joke, because that was, I believe, Breitbart had that article that the Italian military has come in with coffins trying to take the bodies away.
Yeah, how can you bake 6 million cookies in this amount of time when we can't even bake this many cookies in this amount of time? Wink.
It looks like 25 as of right now. We're recording on, what is this, Thursday?
Yes. Alcohol. The 19th.
Thursday the 19th in the evening, 25 states as of right now have mobilized their National Guard units to help with whatever. California, Ohio, and Illinois have released hundreds of inmates early to decrease prison population during the crisis. And some districts say they will not prosecute, quote, low-level crimes, such as car theft, or assaults where the perpetrator has left the scene. Federal prisons have banned visits even from lawyers for 30 days.
Arm up.
No bueno. Yeah, if you're not prepared to protect yourself, LA County has sent, they've released 600 people out of prison and jails already. Yeah.
Little revolver, baby.
LA County Sheriff is asking officers to cite and release offenders when possible, which has reduced the daily number of arrests from 300 to 60.
Oh my God.
Man, I am.
You better get good with God.
What's this? We already had the thing about Pennsylvania on lockdown, correct? Philadelphia Police Commissioner says they have suspended the nonviolent crimes they will no longer be going after during this lockdown, whatever you want to call it. All narcotics offenses, theft from persons, retail theft, theft from cars, burglary, vandalism, all bench warrants, stolen automobiles, economic crimes, and prostitution.
Yeah, you gotta get some pussy, though. I mean,
I don't even care about that one, whether it should be or shouldn't be, is not the question right now. I get the pussy thing, man. No drug offenses, and somebody robs you, they're not going to investigate or show up or arrest or anything like that. If they rob a store, if they do anything like that, that the mayor, that the police commissioner in Philadelphia has said, we're not showing up.
That's frightening.
That's fucking horrible frightening. There was a woman here. Where was this at? South Lake Tahoe, California. Woman suffered serious injuries after she was attacked and robbed of her groceries and wallet by a man wearing a mask outside a Raleigh's store. The victim is hospitalized in intensive care. She was 57. Went shopping at the grocery. Somebody jumped her in a parking lot. Beat her, threw her to the ground, causing the serious injuries. Stole her groceries and her wallet.
What the fuck, man?
With shelves getting more bare and more bare. And the cops aren't going to help. This is why we push to protect yourself. This is why we've been saying it for 5 years. I mean, that's Sacramento, California area, Lake Tahoe, Philadelphia is not going to, if you're in a big city, you better be head on a swivel watching everything, because it is not looking good.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
New York, man. We know people in New York. Damn. Yeah. The majority of the coronavirus cases are in New York.
Yeah.
And then what was it? That federal judge that says they tried to block people from Iran. That's where it came from, was Iran. And the federal judge said, "Oh no, we can have all the people from Iran come here. That's great."
Yeah. Diversity is our strength till it kills you.
Yeah, right? A little xenophobia goes a long way, because I'm not necessarily saying it's a thin line, but there's a bit of self-preservation.
Yes.
That goes into this shit.
The total number of cases have surpassed 225,000, 100,000, including nearly 9,000 fatalities. Over 84,000 patients are reported to have recovered. This is just Italy. Those are just the Italian numbers. Italy's death toll has now overtaken China for the number of people dead. More than 11,000 cases reported in the U.S.
Well, now the Italian thing, they were giving them ibuprofen, right?
I believe to begin with. And now they've said, if you get this, do not take ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Spain saw a daily record. They had 209 deaths. They have closed all hotels. All schools and universities have closed in Delhi, India.
Chloroquine.
At least 166 people have died in the U.S. so far from this.
Chloroquine, they're saying, or hydroxychloroquine is curing it. So there's the silver lining and all this bullshit.
No, you were talking about Boeing not taking money?
Yeah.
Nikki Haley has resigned from the board of directors of Boeing because she opposes a federal bailout. I cannot support a move to lean on the federal government for a stimulus or bailout that prioritizes our company over others and relies on taxpayers to guarantee our financial position. So Boeing is looking for a bailout. Justin Trudeau said the Canadian-U.S. border restrictions will go into effect Friday night, Saturday morning, and the details are being fine-tuned right now. This means if you're a Canadian and you're not back in Canada, you're stuck.
We still get Letterkenny, right?
Yes, it's on Hulu. California governor sent a letter to the president requesting a hospital ship, saying we project that roughly 56% of our population, 25 and a half million people will be infected over the next 8 weeks. This is the same governor that came out in a press conference, was it yesterday or the day before? I cannot remember. And actually said, if it is necessary, we will institute martial law. He used the direct words, martial law.
This is, where was this?
California.
Oh, California. All right. Yes. Yeah.
But I see it as a domino effect. Well, if it starts there, then it's going to go here and here and here and here.
Great. Everybody gets the chinking pox and fucking martial law breaks out.
Chinking pox.
You like that? I got a whole list. We'll wait till Sunday.
That's fucking gorgeous. Yes.
We'll wait till Sunday.
Yeah. Let's see.
I'm not worried.
UK numbers, 65,000 tests, of which 4,000 were positive, 144 passed away.
England doesn't seem too bad.
No. Iran is saying that they are having 50 people are infected every hour and one person is dying every 10 minutes. I don't know how that works. Number wise, all these companies, it looks like South Korea, Japan, are doing economic stimulus packages to try and prop up businesses from going out of business or unemployment from skyrocketing. So that's scary. It looks like, according to the World Health Organization, 34 of Africa's 54 countries now have the coronavirus, and they're expecting a massive explosion of infections. So that will not be good because they're already third world, and that is not good. But yeah, if you're not able to protect yourself right now, stay away from everybody. Man.
Yeah.
It is, even the dog's unhappy with it.
Skeets isn't happy?
No.
What the fuck?
There's a cat trying to get in the door.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah. A medical company has threatened to sue volunteers that 3D printed valves for life-saving treatments. The valve typically cost $11,000. The volunteers made them for about $1. Yay, 3D printers.
Yeah, and they've already released the whatever, the PDFs. They're not PDFs, but they've already released how to do plans. It. So, yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
Governor of Florida said for people coming down for spring break, party's over. Do not come down. So spring break in Florida is pretty much canceled.
Awesome.
Shouldn't be going in there anyway, but China's trying to spin this as they're the good guys in this whole thing, which is really weird. The
motherfuckers, you knew about it in December.
Yeah. And tried to hide it because you knew it would tank your economy.
Yeah, congratulations. Now you're fucked.
Yep. And so is now a lot of the world.
Yeah, now that America shut down, you're fucked.
Yeah. Apparently they destroyed evidence in December of the coronavirus. And China, the government officials lied about it. Mexico, is the Mexico not letting anybody through? Is that official or is that in the works?
I think it's official now. I don't think they're letting anybody through now.
Yeah, I think that's, if that's what I saw. So somehow Trump got the border shut down with Mexico and Canada, funny? For fuck's sake.
That's good shit. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, China's coronavirus cover-up among the worst in history, according to a U.S. congressman. Yeah, because you're going to get a whole lot of people dead, already have, because of this. Almost 32,000 Las Vegas casino workers have been laid off because all of the casinos and hotels in Vegas have been shut down. Just, if ever there was a Petri dish, it would be fucking
Fu Manchu flu.
You do have a list of them.
I got
you?
A shit ton of them. The Cooley cough, that's my favorite.
Oh my God. And then you had this asshat. MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner suggested that he would attempt to prosecute the president for negligent homicide over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Saying that negligent homicide or voluntary involuntary manslaughter for the way he's mishandled the virus.
Well, sure.
And the, yeah, that's, well, you can't call it the Chinese flu, you're racist. Well, now we're going to get you. He wants to charge Trump if the fatality rates are what he numbers he put up according to World Health or something. 4 million charges of involuntary manslaughter.
Sure.
And members of his administration. So while you're all trying to stay safe and healthy and not get sick and protect yourself, asshats are still trying to turn this political.
Yeah.
Gonna let you in on a secret. A virus doesn't have politics. Sickness doesn't care. It's dumbasses that do. And they're trying to use this to, I don't know if they're trying to score points or what the hell they're trying to do.
Communist lung herpes.
Communist lung herpes. Good God.
Womonia.
It is official now that FEMA is in charge of not the medical, like trying to get the drugs and stuff to work. That's FDA and all that.
Right.
But there, FEMA is in charge of kind of everything else.
That's fantastic. That's what they're supposed to be doing. They are the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That's what they're supposed to be doing. That's good. I know the conspiracy nuts are out there. No, that's good.
I'm not out anywhere.
I know, but that's good. They're not sitting behind the fucking desk preparing for shit. They're actually out there doing something. That's good. We need that.
Yeah. They're saying that the another industry that could get bailout money is somehow entertainment industry.
Why?
Due to the billions they're going to lose. Fuck them. Well, yes, but I'm just saying if you wanted another industry that government could step in and run the entertainment.
I honestly don't think the government's going to step in and give them money.
I don't think so. I think that it's just going to be travel, transportation.
The kid fuckers in Hollywood aren't going to get paid. Fuck you. Sorry. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. You know it's messed up when Ilhan, the mother or the brother lover, Omar, came out and praised Trump's leadership in this crisis. Let that sit in. This is the woman that wanted him dead.
Man of shit.
So, I don't know what, man.
Yeah.
This is not good, and I think everybody needs to, you need to take it serious, but you need to also be watching. I mean, basically, they have everybody put themselves on house arrest.
Right.
I understand, you know, I don't want to catch the fucking flu, but they're also taking away your rights to, you know, protect yourself. You can't go buy a gun in some places. We had that story last week about Champaign, Illinois. We'll probably have another one on Sunday because I'm sure some other city is going to pass it. Let's see here. According to CNN, the CDC may let employees who are exposed to the virus continue working without approved face masks. Figure that one out for me and let me know. Apparently, 25% of people polled are prepared to postpone the November elections. Hillary Clinton came out and said that we should all be voting by mail. That way, you know, you don't go to the polls and make anybody sick, because I'm sure voting through the mail can't fraud that way, can you? You can't see me winking at the microphone. A lot of famous people are getting this thing. Apparently, Tom Hanks is doing not great, but still okay. Even though he was let out of hospital, he's still in quarantine. They're talking about a stimulus package to be sent to Americans. I've heard anywhere of $1,000 per adult, $500 per child. And that would be two separate payments. Whatever you get the first time, you would also get a second payment, possibly 6 weeks later. I don't know exact details of when that's supposed to start. And I'm guessing it would be direct deposit, wouldn't it? At least that would be my guess, is direct deposit, because I know Social Security, they no longer cut Social Security checks. It's all direct deposit.
Mm-hmm.
So, lawmakers are pushing for government price controls for medical services. That's going to be your other one. Airlines, and it's going to be medical. Because they're going to have to get bailout. They're going to have to get money. So the government's going to be taking equity and running healthcare.
Oh, there you go. There's your fucking socialist government.
Yep. Oh, that's
frightening.
Yeah. Yeah, it, not good. But yeah, if you're not protecting yourself, find a way to protect yourself and your family and your food. Apparently, people are getting jacked for their fucking groceries. Christ's sake. Oh, no.
Better start caring.
Yeah. The State Department has suspended visa services across the world. So if you're in another country, you cannot get a visa to the U.S.
Very smart.
Yep. That one is actually smart.
If so. New York would have been keeping people from Iran out.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be in the mess you're in now.
It looks like, hold on, I got to pull this one up. According to Trump, Mickey Arison of the Carnival Corporation has offered some of their cruise ships as resources to use as hospital ships.
That's cool.
They're talking about hospital ships the size of cruise liners.
Hey, that you put as many people on there as you can.
And then sink it. I mean, shit, that was out loud. That's a Bill Burr joke. Look that one up. In addition to the big medical ships that you have coming, it would need, if we should need ships with lots of rooms, they'll be docked in LA and San Francisco and around different ports, according to the president. So this is not the first time Carnival has done this. After Katrina, they used as a temporary housing for victims in Galveston and Mobile after Katrina. Ooh. So Texas is already they've already closed. I wonder how long until it goes nationwide. Are we thinking 48 hours until there's a national travel ban, or a week? Because something's going to happen and you're going to be stuck in whatever state you're in.
Yeah, I would say a week.
I think that's probably the safe bet, but something happens, I can see them going instant within 48 hours. Yeah. You got 48 hours to get your ass home, or you're stuck.
According to Q, 323, so the 23rd of this month, martial law.
But then he was also after Picard a whole lot, so I don't know.
I love him, though. You know, Corbin Burnson was part of the Q continuum, too.
That is true.
It's very true.
He was also the owner of the Indians of Major League.
I love Major League.
We're trying to just lighten the mood here, guys. It's we're trying.
It'll be funny on Sunday because I'll be halfway sober.
So I guess kind of to wrap this up, don't panic.
Start reading a good book. You know what?
Hitchhiker's Guide.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It's a great book.
Literally says, don't panic.
Fantasy Grounds is $9 on Steam right now.
Yes, and it's probably going to be purchased tomorrow. Wink.
Yeah. Choppy. $9.
Yep. Anybody else wants to play D&D online?
Right.
It's $9. Who else get Steam.
Who else? It was Choppy. I can't think of who else wanted to play it.
I can't remember. And you've been drinking.
I have been. I am fucking into it, man. The Guinness.
You are lovely right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna start singing. Can see how red you are.
I'm going to start singing Irish fucking songs, man.
Yeah, but all yours are North Irish. It's weird.
They weren't wrong.
Well, I didn't say they were. Let's see. Merkel has declared the coronavirus the biggest challenge for Germany since World War II. And German military are going to start building emergency hospitals in Berlin. New York City numbers just came in. They've just passed 3,600 people infected, 24 dead. And I know there's going to be a military hospital ship is either on route or it's already there in New York.
That's not awful. I mean, 3,600 as opposed to 24 dead. I mean, that's not.
Yeah. Amazon has halted grocery orders because they need to restock their supplies.
You said that earlier.
Did I?
Yeah.
Or was that before we started recording?
No, that was after.
Okay.
And I'm drinking.
Trump has canceled the G7 summit that was supposed to be at Camp David. They're going to hold it by video conference instead.
Very smart.
Yep. Israel is now tracking people by their cell phones.
Wait, did you say that one already?
No, that's not since we've been recording. Tracking people by their cell phones and alerting them if they have come in near someone else that has tested positive, and then sending them a text message that they are to quarantine themselves immediately for 8 days. I'm trying to read this here. It looks like 8 days.
Oy vey.
They're tracking by cell phones.
It's frightening.
Scared yet? The government's going to be taking over businesses, tracking your cell phones. You can't leave your state. Can't leave your country. What the hell is going on?
And with this, that,
it has to be more than just the flu.
QAnon, baby.
But on that note, I think we'll wrap up this quick little hit here and let you get back to Vince is going to be drinking, and I'm going to start working on my top 10 for tomorrow, Sunday. Shows that we should be streaming while you're locked inside under self-imposed house arrest.
Oh, I finished The Mandalorian, by the way.
Oh, did you finally?
Yeah, it's really good.
Very good. I'm sure that'll show up on a list tomorrow. I keep saying tomorrow.
I know, baby.
I know.
It's Thursday.
It is Thursday. The acid cup is on right now, so I'm very happy. So Vince doesn't know that it's a Game Changer Wrestling's Trent Acid Cup. So
I don't.
You have no idea. It's all right.
Is there hot girls?
They're at a bar.
Oh well, fuck that.
They're wrestling at a bar.
Is those one guys there that I like so much?
New Day.
I totally forgot who they were.
on that note, I think we're going to wrap this up. Ben's final thought.
If you stick on the ice with the women, they'll find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
Man, just protect yourself, stay safe, and don't panic. And we will talk to everybody. Normal show coming up on Sunday.
Hopefully.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.